This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Video assistant referee Mike Dean has been talking about the Chelsea v Spurs incident, Romero's hair pull on Cucurella, and has come out and said, "I should have asked Taylor to visit his pitch side monitor." Antonio Conte has stated he does not expect the touchline ban after the clash with Thomas Tuchel on Sunday. And the latest on the departures of Harry Winks, Papo Matasar, Tongi Ondombele and Brian Hill. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button. If you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Now, just before I get into it, please do download the One Football app for all of the live football scores, results and news, as well as getting all of the latest Spurs news on this channel. You can also see it all here. So download the One Football app today. It is absolutely free. The link is in the description. You can keep up to date with everything Tottenham Hotspur, club news, transfer news, information videos, tables and results. Also, you can now stream matches on the app and watch video highlights in addition to general football news. Don't miss out. Now, on Thursday afternoon, lots of pictures and videos emerged on the internet of Tottenham Hotspur midfielder Tongi Ondombele arriving at Napoli to complete his medical. Now, also on Thursday afternoon, Fabrizio Romano, the Italian journalist and transfer expert, has provided updates on Brian Hill, Harry Winks and Papo Matasar. He has stated that Tottenham are confident in finding a loan deal for Papo Matasar, as a number of Italian clubs are interested in him. Brian Hill is being tracked by Valencia, and they are also interested in signing Spurs midfielder Harry Winks. Fabio Paratici is working on all of these deals currently. The Daily Mail have just reported that video assistant referee Mike Dean admits he regrets not asking referee to look again at Christian Romero's hair pull on Mark Cucurella during feisty London derby between Chelsea and Spurs. He is quoted in saying, "I should have asked Taylor to visit his pitch side monitor." Now, Mike Dean, in his column for Mail Plus, said, "In a few seconds, I had to study Romero pulling Cucurella's hair. I didn't deem it a violent act. I've since studied the footage, spoken to other referees, and upon reflection, I should have asked Taylor to visit his pitch side monitor to take a look for himself. The referee on field always has the final say." On Thursday afternoon, Tottenham Hotspur head coach Antonio Conte had his press conference ahead of the Wolves game at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in the Premier League on Saturday. He has stated that he doesn't expect a touchline ban after the clash with Thomas Tuchel at Stamford Bridge on Sunday. This is what he had to say.
about Christian, and he had a little problem during the game against Chelsea and the final part of the game. But it's a little problem. After the game, he started to feel a bit of pain in his abductor, and we checked him. And yeah, honestly, the player wanted to give him availability, but in this type of situation, especially because in front of us we have a lot of games to play, it would be stupid to take risk. And for this reason, for the game against Wolverhampton, is not available. The other player is not available, is Skip, but good news about him, because today or tomorrow, and he's going to run again, and this is really good news, and I hope that this player to be a bit lucky, because since January, and he started to have a problem, and then now, but I think he's he will be ready quickly. We need of his performance. He's a really good guy, and for sure he's suffering a lot to stay outside. But I think for the period that we have to go to play a lot of games, we'll have him available, and these are really good news for us. Yeah, but I see that FA made us both coaches now the more soft charge, no, and we have to accept and to have respect for every decision. I think that sometimes can happen, this type of situation. This is not the first time. It won't be the last time that two coaches are not in the right way, no? And or they are not agree. But yeah, the most important thing that we have to move on, and then to have respect each other. And for me, the situation finish there, yeah. Yeah, but you said well, he's a player for the future, and I think this is a good prospect for Tottenham, because we are talking about a young player. For sure, this player needs to develop, and like Spence, and. In my opinion, are good investment for the club. Yeah, now he continue to play in this season with Udinese, and this way he has the possibility to play regularly. I think when you are young, you need to play and to improve your experience. For sure, we are talking about a good prospect, and. But we are talking about a player for the future, not for the present, and he has to develop and to grow, and with a group of players with more experience. Yeah.
Charlie, last one.
Just wanted to clarify then. Are you expecting to be on the touchline for Saturday's game?
Yeah. I hope so. And I think that. It's right. It's right to stay in my place. It's right to stay in my place. And then I repeat, for sure, after this type of situation, you can learn, no? You can learn a lot. But at the same time, I think that for many situations, I was really good to keep calm and to. Don't have an excessive reaction at the situation, yeah.
Now, my thoughts on these stories in this episode. Let's start with the Mike Dean one. He's come out and said, I should have asked Taylor to go and visit his pitch side monitor. I tell you what, if he had have done that, Christian Romero, for me, would have been given a red card. That is my honest opinion, an honest take on it. I'm glad he didn't, but fair play to Mike Dean for coming out publicly and saying that he got it wrong. And I would prefer in future that all referees and video assistant referees will come out at the end of games and actually give their honest reflection and honest opinions of the game if they got something wrong. So fair play to him for holding his hand up and saying, I should have done something different. Antonio Conte stated he doesn't expect a touchline ban after a clash with Thomas Tuchel. Let's hope that he is in the dugout for that Wolves game on Saturday, because we desperately need his guidance for this team. And the latest on the departures of Sarr, Winks, Ondombele and Brian Hill. I've spoken about Tanguy Ondombele at length so many times. Wish him all of the very best at Napoli. Let's hope that he has a great season. And, you know, even someone in the January transfer window comes in and buys him on a permanent deal, or even at the end of the season. Harry Winks, I would expect Harry Winks to be leaving Spurs this summer. I would be so surprised if Harry Winks is still a Tottenham Hotspur player come the 2nd of September. Brian Hill, I would probably expect him to go out on loan. And Pape Matar Sarr, probably the same. If he wants to get regular game time, I know he is a star for the future, but we do have a lot of strength in depth in midfield right now. So would he get into that centre of midfield at the moment under Antonio Conte in the Premier League? I doubt it. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, thanks so much for watching. Please do hit that subscribe button. If you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. And I'll see you on the next one. Until then, come on, you Spurs.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Football is back, and BetMGM is inviting new customers to join the huddle and enjoy the action like never before. Sign up today using bonus code CHAMPION, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. You'll also have instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and boosted odds specials. Just download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code CHAMPION and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. The BetMGM app is the perfect way to experience the excitement of wagering on live sports, now in more markets than ever.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18+, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.